I'm Holly. I'm a business strategist who loves a good plan and flowchart and is crazy passionate about teaching women like you how to build your dream job and scale to six figures and beyond without sacrificing your weekends and priorities. I believe strongly to my core that you can create a routine you love with the right strategy, product suite, aka what you are actually selling, and simple systems to create a lifestyle that works and a business that scales without burnout. Because here's the thing, it's not just about managing your time. It's about embracing that time freedom and really working on unlocking that freedom together so that you can do more of what you love. After 22 years in corporate strategy, working for Fortune 500 companies, I ditched the office to build a now seven-figure business with my husband full-time. And P.S., we did it in less than 2 years during the pandemic with twins. Oh my goodness. My goal here is to provide you with unfiltered insights into behind the scenes of entrepreneurship. What works, what doesn't. Practical tips you can implement right now, as in right after listening. I want you to consider this podcast your online business MBA delivered directly to your inbox, intertwined with the realities of being a working mom, exploring life, and the invaluable lessons learned along the way. Think of the Crush the Rush podcast as your weekly one-stop shop for actionable business planning, guiding you on the next steps and explaining the why, the really important things behind each move. We'll keep you motivated and uplifted as you learn from some of the industry's best experts. So grab your sparkly beverage, I'm sipping on a chai tea, and get ready to learn to do less better. Let's scale your dream business and finally have the freedom to focus more on what you love. This is the Crush the Rush podcast. I am super excited to announce that the next cohort of the Collective Mastermind is officially kicking off. And the best part is we gave it a makeover. So the new 9-month mastermind is nothing like you have ever experienced before. Because as we say, a life priorities focused business is the fastest way to multi six figures. And I'm going to teach you exactly how. So if you aren't familiar with our mastermind, we combine strategy and mindset and then layer on our sought after community and toolkit. But let's just get real for a second. So in today's business and economy, you have to continue to grow and pivot or you're going to be left behind, period. What makes this different? I have only run my business in a pandemic, a recession, or whatever you want to call our current state. We now have a full team and I have retired myself and my husband in less than 3 years. And in the last 15 months, we have crossed the 500,000 mark in revenue. And I did most of this while working full time. I am not saying this just to throw out numbers. I am saying this to show you that it is possible. This mastermind is not cookie cutter. It is not one size fits all. I actually adapt to you and your goals and provide you with the structure and accountability to scale. And my ultimate goal, again, let's just be real, is for you to make your investment back and more. And like other masterminds, if you happen to have mastermind trauma, you actually get access to me directly. As in, I am right here building it with you. You get the power of the group, but the benefit of the one-on-one. So this is a perfect fit for you if you have started a business and are ready to scale to multi six figure and seven figures. You are ready to buy back your time and energy. You want to expand your team in a way that makes sense for you and saves time. You are ready to have consistent 10K, 20K, 30K months and beyond. And you are really ready to step into that true CEO role. It is time to pivot. It is time to be a part of a community to support you with the expansion, alignment, and profit that you want to make in your business. So I'm going to make this super, super, super easy because my goal is to help you do less better and make more money. Who doesn't want that? Just DM me mastermind and I'll share you the next steps and how to apply. You can also grab the link in the show notes or go to hollymurrayhaines.com/crushtherushcollective. And yes, in case you were curious, all of our famous retreats are included and they also got a makeover too. So just DM me mastermind and I will share the next steps with you, or you can go to hollymurrayhaines.com/crushtherushcollective. On this week's Pep Talk, I thought I would talk about something that is creating a little buzz in our community. lately, and that is podcast pitching. And is podcast overused, right? Or is podcasting overused? I know I talked about it a little bit a couple weeks ago, but more importantly, when you're pitching yourselves to be on podcasts, how can you actually stand out? So I thought it would be fun to pull out one of our most talked about questions in our community onto the podcast. And today I'll share some insights on what you could do to stand out, really drawing from my own personal experience of talking on a lot of podcasts. I think we're up to like 720 or something crazy now, in addition to all the interviews that we do on our show. So there's a lot of interviewing and podcasting and all the things happening over here. But first, let's just talk about like the elephant in the room. And that is, how do you feel about podcast pitching? Are you overcomplicating it? My guess is probably yes. Do you get nervous to do it? The answer should definitely be yes, because I still get nervous doing it sometimes. And then do you just skip it, right? So when we start to get stressed out about things, like we're like, oh, we'll just do it later, we'll pause it. But podcast guesting, whether or not you have a podcast or not, is a really amazing growth strategy. And so I just thought I would share, like, hey, let's talk about how to make it easy, right? So even with the rise of podcasts, there's a lot of podcasts out there. Like, it is no secret that having a really great episode go live can not only boost your visibility, but it can create credibility as an entrepreneur. So as the competition grows, the question I get is podcast pitching becoming overused? My short answer is it is competitive out there, right? So there are a lot of podcasts and there are a lot of pitches, but that doesn't mean that it's impossible to stand out. So in fact, I would say, well, let's get creative, right? We talk about it all the time. Let's do something different. Let's get strategic with your approach. So here's what I would do to stand out, to use podcast pitching as a growth tool, as a networking tool, as a strategic tool, to just get your visibility increase. But also, it's just really fun to talk to other people and to talk about your business. I mean, I think that's why you started, a lot of you started in the first place. So number one is don't just pitch to pitch. So this is not a numbers game. You know, I've shared a couple of times that my goal was to pitch so many podcasts a week. I do have numbers goals, but I'm not just sending an email to send an email. Kind of like we say, don't just post to post. So we want to pitch podcasts that are going to help support you, but more importantly, support the host. So the pitching is actually has nothing to do with you. We're not just crossing it off to get it off our list. We're strategically thinking, how can we help this host? How can we help get this host a win? It's a very different way of thinking about it. So don't just send out generic pitches to everyone under the sun. Like, take time to listen to the episode, understand the host style and audience, and tailor your pitch accordingly. Be a real human. Personalization goes a really long way. It can help you stand out from the crowd. I do talk about pitching inside our club and inside Antisocial School and what to say and how to say it, but at a really high level, like, be a real human and do your research. Step two is pitching doesn't have to be formal. So yes, there's a formal way that you can do it, and we do that sometimes, but other times it could literally be a DM, a voice message, a let's get to know a person. And honestly, right now, this is what I am seeing work faster. It doesn't mean that the formal email connection piece, have an ask, doesn't work. But what if you just started a relationship? So as an example, this is like a real life example. I love watching this influencer on social because she travels everywhere. She's living overseas right now with her family. She teaches passive income. She has a podcast. And I was like, oh, I would be a great guest on her show, right? But then I'm like, Holly, follow your rules. How can you help her, right? Like, I want to be of service to her because I like her content and I like what she's doing. So instead of sending a formal pitch, I was like, I'm just going to put her on my list of people that I would like to get to know better. This is literally what I tell myself. And so honestly, I just got to know her over social and in DMs. We had some mutual friends and we started chatting. I was nervous to pitch her. I still didn't do it yet. And then I was like, well, give it a week. I'm going to let the relationship play out a little bit. And then I did eventually ask her, but it was an easy ask because over a period of a couple months, we have gotten to know each other. Now, I'm not advocating that you need to do that for everybody, but I think there's some instances where building a relationship first and then really truly figuring out how you can help someone and then also sending the emails, there's a nice little balance, right? Like, you can do both. So could I have sent a cold pitch in this scenario and gotten the same result? Probably. But would it have taken longer? Maybe. This way, I was making it a little bit more personal. And I think in the age of email, speaking from a podcast host, we get a lot. We get a lot of emails. So to make it easy, like this introduction was just an easy conversation and it just sort of flowed. And then we sent an email to confirm the show. So a bonus tip here is to lead with value, right? Your pitch is about them, not you, how you can help them. It's not about, I want to be a guest on your show. So when crafting your pitch, you really want to focus on like your unique insights behind the scenes, how you can help their audience, like literally spell out how you can help their audience. Say that. I can help your audience by showing this. I've experienced this similar to you by doing this. So show them why you are the perfect guest. But I think it's also, you know, you can highlight your credibility. And this probably goes back to email. If you're inviting somebody to be on a podcast or pitching them over email, your credibility is really, really important. So you can share relevant achievements, other podcasts that you've been on. And this just sort of helps build trust. If I can see that somebody has been on a podcast that's like similar to mine, or I can see like what some of their topics are, it just really helps with the relationship. And then, you know, it doesn't even have to be a pitch for a podcast episode. It could be like, hey, I would love to help your audience. Would any of these topics help them? So it's just really thinking about pitching a little bit differently. And then number three, like get to know the network. So I would argue that the podcast hosting network is super, super valuable. As a host, I interview someone who's really amazing, who shows up prepared, which you should, who knows the show, which you should do your research, and I genuinely have a good experience. I'm going to share you over and over and over again because you made my life easier, right? So one key strategy that has worked wonders for us when it comes to booking more episodes was just build relationships with the podcast hosts that you're talking on, right? It's a transactional exchange, but if you take time to get to know them, they're going to refer you, you're going to refer them, and then it becomes this nice little cool, long-lasting partnership and collaboration. But then you can leverage that network. So if you have a really amazing interview with somebody, you could just reach out to them and be like, hey, I really loved being on your show. Do you happen to know anyone else that would appreciate this information or who I can help? Like, it sounds so much different than like pitching, like, is there any other podcast I could be on, right? Like, it's just a different approach. And then last but not least, I always say, be human. I was just talking about this on a podcast interview. Like, you could literally say, I'm a real human. Remember that just because it's a good time for you to be pitching and sharing doesn't always mean it's a good time for the person you're pitching. So it's okay if you don't hear a response to check in, to follow up, to have a few conversations. That's really, really normal. And if you don't hear back after the initial pitch, again, it's really, really normal. And you can follow up and you can just give them a gentle nudge and be like, hey, I'd really love to help you. Do you think this is a good fit? Or let's chat about how we can collaborate. It's very different than just like forcing yourself onto their show. And behind the scenes, I'll share, we have, I don't even know, like 100 podcast applicants in this year alone. And I try really hard to make a point to respond to every single person because I hate when I don't get responded to, but it just takes time. And so in the long run, remember that it's the relationships that make the difference, right? You could pitch yourself to a podcast and maybe the timing is off, but maybe the relationship turns into a better collaboration. Like, you have no idea. The whole purpose is that we're putting ourselves out there. We're not afraid to tell the story and we're building your network so that when people are ready, they're going to think of you because you're being really, really consistent with it. So while podcasting may be competitive, podcast pitching, getting yourself on pitches, I think that is very underused because most people will not follow through. They will not be creative. They will not follow a strategy that's a little bit different and they won't be consistent. So if you're listening to this, just think about how you can be creative and how the focus of pitching can be more about relationships. Then you can layer in doing your research, leading with value, showing your credibility, but build genuine relationships to leverage your network and the rest will come. I promise you, the rest will come. And in 4 years, I will tell you, this is like one of our number one strategies that has paid off. It is not a quick fix, but it will totally move mountains for you. And these relationships that you're going to form from being consistent with this strategy will change your life. So I hope this makes you excited about podcast pitches. If you have any questions, feel free to DM me and I will see you next week. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Crush the Rush podcast. I honestly feel like this podcast is an extension of me and our community. And so I hope you come back and listen for more. If you're feeling inspired and ready to take action, there's actually some really amazing ways that you can stay connected with us. Number one, if you want to see this episode come to life with visuals and bonus behind the scenes, you can head over to our YouTube channel, which is at Holly Marie Haynes. We like to post some bonuses there, so I hope that you're excited to learn more about these topics. And then, as always, you can leave a review. Your feedback helps this show grow and reach more amazing listeners just like you. We've made it really, really easy. You can simply go to hollymariehaynes.com/podcast and click the review button. You can also find custom playlists and more to just say thank you and offer you another amazing way to give you some support. And then last but not least, if you have questions about today's episode or a topic that you would love to have covered in the future, you can just go to hollymariehaynes.com/chat. And it's me behind the scenes answering all the questions. You can text me, send me a video, leave me a message. It's super cool. And like I said, I hope that this podcast is just an extension of our relationship together. So remember that you are capable of achieving incredible things. Keep up the amazing work, and I can't wait to connect with you more. I am so grateful for you and the power of community that this podcast has created. It is just so amazing to be able to connect with all of you over the last couple of years, because we've actually had this podcast for almost 3 full years now. And because of that, I wanted to just get to know you better. So I would love it if you would head over to hollymariehaynes.com/chat and tell me what you think of this episode. You can text me, voice message me, send me a video, email me, and ask me anything. I'm a real human. And yes, it's me on the other end answering the messages. So I would love to know, like, what did you like about this episode? What would you like to hear more about? Did something resonate with you? Or maybe inside this episode, I gave you a keyword to learn more. If I did, you can just pop this keyword into the chat, and this is a way for us to connect and chat more. So just go to hollymariehaynes.com/chat, and I can't wait to hear from you.